that answer?
She did.
Should I come into it and see that?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. And this is Scott Spears broadcasting WWGH Radio 2020 live from Nashville, Tennessee. Grand Ole Opry right outside the door, and we are having a heck of a time here. It is going to be a show tonight. Now, remember tonight, we are in Nashville, Tennessee. We are more than 6 hours away from where you are. So this is a live broadcast, as it were. And if there are technical difficulties, bear with us. If we go in and out, pictures and sounds were not meant to fly through the air as they are right now. But we are going to continue to try to give you a best broadcast we can here from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Now, I am not here alone for this amazing trip. We've been here, me and my co-host have been here since yesterday. We rolled into town last night. It was probably around 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time, 9 p.m. we got here. Now, tonight, by the way, I do want to mention this, that it is 6:10 p.m. Eastern Time where you are. It is 5:10 Central Time where we are. And we are located at the Grand Ole Opry. The Opryland Hotel is right across the way. I can see Madame Trousseau's. And there will be a show broadcast tonight live from the Grand Ole Opry, which is just probably 20 steps from where I am right now, on an AM station, which you can look for. If you Google it, you'll find that AM station, and you can listen to the Grand Ole Opry. And it is not something you will go wrong doing. Now, we've toured the Grand Ole Opry. We've toured the Country Music Hall of Fame. We've done it all in the last few days, and we're going to talk about that and talk about what we see as we are here in Nashville. Scott Spears again, and my co-host. Now, I will bring into the show Bailey Hunt. Bales on the trip for this WWGH special, February 22nd, 2020. 2-22-2020.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys? I mean, I guess you can't answer me, so I don't really know, but I hope you're doing as great as I am. I am loving this. The tour of the Grand Ole Opry was amazing. Got a picture on stage, so that was cool. What was your favorite part, Scott?
Well, there's a very unique thing about the Grand Ole Opry that I don't know if people know, but the Grand Ole Opry started in 1924, I believe it was, in the Ryman Auditorium. Now, the Ryman Auditorium is still in downtown Nashville, close to Broadway. Now, where we are located at this particular point is not downtown Nashville. We are out by the mall. That's where the Grand Ole Opry's location has been since the mid-1970s. But when they brought the Grand Ole Opry here, they took a piece of the floor from the Ryman Auditorium, a circular piece of the floor, and that is what you stand on when you perform at the Grand Ole Opry here on the AM radio station 650. Now, when you get to the end of the tour of the Grand Ole Opry, you come up to that piece in the floor, and a photographer takes your picture at the microphone, and you're standing on that piece that so many others have stood on. Minnie Pearl and Lulu Roman and Grandpa Jones and Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood, the whole Garth Brooks, the whole bunch. And today, maybe in 90 minutes ago, as you can tell, I've had a few cocktails here in Nashville. Whoa, that came out of nowhere. Well, you know what? I'm on vacation. What do you expect? Listen, here we are. That never happens. I don't know what that was. Anyway, we stood on the spot that all the stars have stood on, and that was very historic, and we now have pictures of that, which you will see as time goes on, I am sure.
You know, Scott, you gave me some really, really good advice right before we came on. You told me, don't mess this up, okay? Well, you didn't use those words. Your words were more colorful.
It was a four-letter word, but it wasn't mess.
All right. Yes. And I feel like you just messed this up with that burp. Am I rubbing off on you?
Do you think that messed it up? No, that made it more colorful. They know it's live now. We're not taking out any warts of this show. It's interesting right now because there is a show going on here, I believe, at 8 p.m. tonight. 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 8 where you are. If you want to listen to it on 6:50 a.m., it'll be 8 p.m. p.m., but it will be 7 p.m. here. Is that correct?
That is correct. I know you keep messing me up with these times, though.
Well, my watch is set one way, and your phone is another. So we're on two completely different time schedules. I say, well, let's go over there at 4 o'clock, and you say 3 o'clock, and I say 4 o'clock.
Yeah, well, it's really confusing because I don't have a watch. I have my phone, which is set to Central Time right now. And, oh, you know what I found interesting today? So when we were touring the Grand Ole Opry, they have this piece on the wall that shows where the floodwaters were back in 2010. And I was actually in Nashville the weekend before that flood happened. And I remember that because I lived in Huntsville then, and that weekend before was my prom. So I was here. Actually, I was here the weekend of my prom, but I was here the weekend before, and yeah. So
now, is it true when that flood happened back at that time that all the people in Alabama gathered together and sent ketchup to Nashville to help them get out of the trouble?
No, that is not true. I honestly don't know what Alabama did. I'm sure we did something because we are super close, so probably sent National Guard people or supplies or whatever.
Ketchup.
Not ketchup.
Sister cities is what they are.
Well, you know what, though? They might have sent ketchup because that's like a non-perishable food item, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they could have sent ketchup.
Like mayonnaise and peanut butter, they sent ketchup from Huntsville. Now, what you have to understand, I'm going to try to paint the picture here. We're right in front of the Grand Ole Opry. Now, there are pictures on the front of the Opry. Now, right now, I believe it is Carrie Underwood, Marty Stewart, Vince Gill, Keith Urban, Dolly Parton, Luke Combs, Reba McEntire, Darius Rucker. Maybe you should just do this.
Dirk Bentley. I can't see who the other one is.
It's Melody Johnson.
Oh, Little Big Town. Yep, that band.
Now, we are out in the patio area in front of the Grand Ole Opry. Beautiful patio furniture out here. Kind of old-fashioned southern patio furniture, metal. And the temperature here right now is about 45 degrees.
Yeah, I'm freezing. I'm in a dress.
Well, you have to dress up for radio.
I know.
That's just one of those things.
Right. Nobody can see me, but I still dressed up. You know, something interesting, though. Last night, we were downtown. And I'll tell you the funniest story ever. If you've been following us on Facebook this trip, we were sitting at this restaurant having a nice meal. Well, trying to have a nice meal, but our waitress wouldn't bring back any drinks, like any refills. And you were sitting there with an empty cup, and you said, "This is the poorest service ever." And our hostess walked up out of nowhere, never even seen her coming, and said, "This is the boringest, I can't say it, service ever," and then rambled on for 20 minutes. I learned that she's 51. She's been in Nashville her whole life. Now there's more, 90% of Nashville is now tourists instead of people that are actually from here, and so famous people can no longer walk out of their house without being mugged, or bombarded, not mugged.
Mugged. I don't think she said mugged. Bombarded.
Bombarded by fans. And she had to work her first Thanksgiving ever in 51 years this past Thanksgiving. And at the end, and I also learned that I cannot keep a straight face because I was laughing the whole time, and she thought that I was just embarrassed by you talking to her, and I was not. I was laughing because you completely played it off and said, "No, this is the best service ever. She's doing great," and she believed you, and it was just the funniest thing ever. And I don't think that she ever knew the difference, and if she did, she hit it very well, and I could not keep a straight face. I'm not good at lying.
But you said the same thing this morning as we were getting ready to go. Where did we start? Today we were down at a Nashville tradition where the Nashville, I'll tell you more about this because there still could be something going on tomorrow, but there's something called the Nashville Breakfast Club here in Nashville. So this morning we went and had breakfast at what was the name of that place we went this morning? La Peep. We went to La Peep. Now, does anybody know what La Peep means? No, you do. No. No, we don't want to know what you mean.
They can't answer us, though.
No, but I want them to think about this.
Okay.
We went to a famous Nashville location, La Peep, and it was great. Now, you ate more there than I did, so you tell me about the food this morning. All I had was an English muffin with some jelly on it and a Diet Coke.
Well, first you had two English muffins because I gave you mine that I got on my plate. But I had two eggs. I had like four slices of bacon. Now, the bacon was a little, it was a little on the soggy side. So I would have liked it a little bit crispier. And tomorrow I will be asking for them to make it extra crispy. And then I had some like seasoned potatoes. And I ate a lot of it. Oh, and you know what I thought was really cool? We did not have a refill issue because they gave us a vase full of,
Was it a vase?
I think a boss. I don't know.
A boss?
What was it?
Boss. It was a boss. They gave us a boss full of soda.
It looked like a little milk carton or like a glass. I don't know what it is.
But I'll tell you, for the people listening out there, that's where you want to go for, it's very affordable, La Peep. And it's a great atmosphere.
I mean, I don't know if they can go. I think there's one in Ohio, but I'm not 100% sure.
I mean, if you come here, you want to start your day at La Peep.
Yes, it was delicious. I ate bacon and eggs, though. I loved every minute of it.
And I was eating an English muffin, enjoying myself.
You know, I've eaten a lot here.
Oh, you have eaten a lot. This has been the pig tour for sure. So it started off with food. It started with McDonald's yesterday in the car. And then it transferred to some potato chips at a gas station somewhere in Elk Ridge, Kentucky. And then it turned into salmon last night. And then today it's been the big breakfast, the lumberjack breakfast you just described. And then after that, you went for the cheese pretzels, KFC large size bucket of cheese pretzels. And you still want dinner tonight.
Yeah, I want to go to this cool aquarium. Restaurant behind us. I think it looks amazing. And people suggested it on Facebook, so.
Now, you can also listen to us on TuneIn, which is a free app. I hear it kind of playing in the background. Is that us?
Yeah, that's us.
But turn it up a little bit. No, turn it up. I want to hear it. Oh, boy, we're coming in loud and clear. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, that's TuneIn, folks. Yes. Now, you can listen on TuneIn. Now, here's what you do. Chances are you found another way to listen, or how else would you know what I'm talking about? But friends and family, if you're outside the listening area, you go to TuneIn, the app, find the app, TuneIn, which is absolutely free, download it, search WWGH Radio, and you can listen anywhere in the world. I got some shout-outs to do, so go ahead.
I know, I just got a message about a shout-out.
Oh, okay, no, it's coming.
Yeah.
I just said to do some introductions.
Okay.
What's the shout-out? What's it say there? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, Sean Kraft is back in the studio, by the way. And the reason we sound so good, now he wants to do a shout-out to us from Ohio, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, Sean Kraft, thank you for that. But we've got to send a big shout-out back to you, because the only reason we're on the air and sounding as good as we are is because you're back there in Ohio manning the controls right now. So a big thank you to Sean Kraft for keeping us on the air.
Yes, thank you so much, because we could not do this job without you. Maybe next time we'll bring you with us, but then who's going to control everything?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I think we could have brought Sean, but he was out of town yesterday, so
he was.
So it might have been able to happen.
Right, well, next time.
Next time,
next
because
time,
this Sean. Is not a one-shot.
Right. This is a normal thing.
Oh, it's a normal.
This
I don't...
is our new life.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
We're never going back?
Never again.
Oh, okay, well, we'll do the show. I don't, can I come out here at 8 o'clock? In the morning Monday and do the show? I don't know if that'll work.
No. I mean, not here. I mean, just traveling to different places to do shows.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Where in the world is...
I don't know the rest of... What are you talking about?
You don't know Carmen Sandiego?
No.
Oh, dear God. Everybody out there in the audience knows Carmen Sandiego. Listen, folks, she didn't know who Minnie Pearl was today, and that's blasphemy at the Grand Ole Opry.
Nobody asked me who she was. You didn't even ask. You never asked if I knew who she was.
Listen. The man over here conducting the tour today said, "Who is Sarah Ophelia Cannon?" And only one person in the tour knew.
And that person was not you.
Well, was it you? I knew who it was.
Well, I didn't answer. I couldn't even hear him speak.
I heard
it.
I didn't want to pipe up and hurt anybody.
Well, I was in charge of taking pictures this whole time, so I was paying more attention to the pictures than what he was saying.
You were?
I was.
Okay. And that's the thing to tell people. Now, if they want to document this trip, how do they do that?
Oh, you can go to my Facebook, Bailey Hunt. I have been accepting a lot of friend requests, and I'm not even sure if they're listeners, because I want people to see if they are listeners. But you can go to Scott's Facebook. I have tagged him in everything.
You want to see it? You want people to go there to see if they're listeners? Okay. Well, go there and check it out, folks.
I don't know if they're listeners, but I've been accepting a lot of friend requests.
I understood what you were trying to say. But this is live. Burp and all.
Hey, I haven't burped yet, so that's a plus, because that's usually me. But I'm better at hiding it.
I don't think people heard it. You called attention to it. They probably just thought I was having a stroke. But here we are in Nashville, and we're going to be live here for 2 hours. What fun we are having, and we're coming through loud and clear. And it is 26 past the hour, Central Standard Time. So it's 26 past 5 where we are, 26 past 6 where you are.
Yeah, and I'm still freezing.
It is chilly out here in the air tonight. And you've got a lot of clothes on right now. So don't tell people you're out here in a dress. You're not out here in a dress.
Well, I am in a dress, but I do have a coat like over my legs and my North Face on over my jean jacket. So my hands are actually the only thing that are cold right now.
You look like a vagrant. Somebody came by, a vagrant.
What is that?
That's a nice word for homeless.
Oh.
Somebody came by and threw a penny at you earlier on. I didn't know what that was all about.
You're so funny.
I know.
Did you like that laugh?
That was weak. That was very weak. Now, let's talk about some of the things we've seen here. Now, last night, we were down on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, tell people what Broadway is. People think there's only Broadway in New York. No. There's one in Nashville, Music City.
Oh, yes, and it was amazing. There's so many different things, different bars you can go to. Brian has a bar. Florida Georgia Line has a bar. Blake Shelton. Jason Aldean. Yeah.
George Jones, Johnny Cash. They're all down there on Broadway.
Right. Yes, because I asked, I said, how are people that are dead supposed to run a restaurant? Nobody answered my question.
Slowly. Very slowly. Slowly and carefully.
Yeah, but it was really cool, and if you want to see everything lit up, that's the best time to go, is at night. And there's a lot of tattoo places down there.
See, that's a sore subject right now, because all day there's been this, well, it started last night, but we may get into that if there's nothing to talk about in the rest of the program today, but right now we're going to leave it where it is, because we are broadcasting back to Ohio, native state, O-H-I-O.
Ew!
I can spell it.
We're not Ohio State fans.
Oh, no, I don't do that thing that they do. No, I don't do that. But, yeah, we're going, when we're done here tonight, what's the plan?
We want to go to the mall.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm looking at it right now, the aquarium.
We're going to go to the aquarium restaurant. Going to go look around the mall.
More food. There's a shock.
I know, I'm so hungry. I really am. I should have brought the pretzels out here and just been snacking the whole time.
The car is full of pretzels.
Well, I ate like half the bucket.
Stuffed pretzels.
I ate half the bucket.
Cheese.
So it's fine. They're not stuffed with cheese.
No, you like four big packets of cheese.
Yeah. But I did eat like half the bucket, so that's good. It's not going to go to waste. I'll eat the rest.
Okay.
It'll be like a snack on the way home tomorrow, or...
I don't think they'll make it that far, but okay. And tomorrow morning, we might be heading back to...
La Peep?
La Peep for breakfast.
Oh, you know what I noticed today? I think it's National... Match Your Significant Other Day in Nashville.
Tell people about that. We were sitting in the mall watching people. That's what you're doing.
We were only there for like 5 minutes, though. Just letting me eat my pretzels. And in that little bit of time, we saw three different couples that matched completely.
That is true.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know where they buy their clothes.
I don't know either.
You really got to mix that up.
Yeah, like...
Men and women's clothes.
Right, I mean, they had on... Like, two of the couples had on the exact same shirt. The exact same. The other couple had on a white shirt, a blue puffer vest to go over it.
Puffer vest?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like what I got for Christmas from you, the camo vest.
No.
And...
Okay, go ahead.
And they had on, like, darker blue jeans and then brown boots.
Very nice.
Yeah, they completely matched. Why?
I don't know. It's not my thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that cute.
I don't have a North Face on and a tablecloth wrapped around my legs like you right now.
Well, I'm freezing, so...
Well, how do you think I feel out here? My pinky finger is about to break off from frostbite.
I mean, it's not Ohio, so it's a little bit warmer.
Little bit warmer, but not much.
Right.
Now, if you were sitting right now here just outside the Grand Ole Opry, 30 feet, you would see that it's lit up with... Well, these are not Christmas lights. What would you call them?
They are like...
We can get more messages from the control room.
Yeah. Not bad. My mom had these kind of lights at her wedding.
Well, you're going to tell people what they are.
They're just like little bulbs that are like round. And they're string lights.
They look like golf balls.
Yeah. And they're like a light, like a yellowish color.
And there is a bridge over here that's all lit up, and it just looks great.
Ooh, you know what else I've seen a lot of? Cheetah print pants.
Yes. Nashville is the home of cheetah print pants.
And booty shorts.
That is. It's a whole type of thing here. But I tell you, it's picking up here right now because the show starts in about 90 minutes.
I'll tell you what. Last night, I saw a girl here that had on the sparkliest boots I've ever seen in my life. First of all, her shorts were going up her butt, but that's okay. To each their own, correct? And these boots came up like mid-calf and were covered in rhinestones. So interesting.
You know, the thing I noticed most about last night is there was a homeless gentleman down on Broadway in downtown Nashville, and he had a sign like typical homeless people will do, but this sign was like a book. I mean, you would have to stop your car, get out, read this thing, get your glasses on, and maybe you'd get through half of it in a half hour. I don't remember.
It said something about, do you need your boss gone?
Oh, yeah, hitman.
Yeah.
The guy was a hitman. And I did put in some papers, so he might be coming to Ohio, so he doesn't have a home, no reason to stay.
Yeah, but I would not want to go to a colder state.
Yeah, he's looking for some money.
If I were homeless, I would go south. I would just walk. Everywhere.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
We do want to send out another shout out to a person who, you know, there was a little inspiration of this trip from Charlie Evers, broadcasting radio legend. He listens to the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. Hopefully tonight you're not Charlie. Hopefully tonight you're here on WWGH. But yeah, he listens to what's going to go on inside this building 30 feet from us every Saturday night from 8 to 10.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was responding to the control room. I'm doing two things at once. I can't multitask.
Yeah, I'm walking into a job. Okay, I'll go. But listen, I'll do a little station identification. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, live from Marion, Ohio, but not tonight. We are live from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, capital of the world, country music, the home of Minnie Pearl and Bill Anderson. And what?
Oh, I have something to say.
I'm doing a station identification here. You ruined it. Country Music Hall of Fame, Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium, Broadway downtown. It's a happening place. Go ahead.
Let's talk about how it took us a million years to get here.
Well, that's your fault.
Oh, it's my fault. Really? Because who drives 60 in a 70?
I don't know, but I know who's going to go. I know on the way home who's going to go flying out 60 in a 70. Let's take bets on that one.
I'm just saying, go the speed limit at least. You are the kind of people that I yell at when I'm driving.
You're the kind of people who walks out in front of cars here and says pedestrians have the right-of-way until they hit you.
Well, the pedestrians do have the right-of-way. If they hit me, I can sue.
If you live.
Well, my kids can have the money then.
What if they don't sue? What if they didn't see the accident?
Someone will sue. It'll be
fine. I would have had to have been the witness, and I would have said, what a moron for walking out in front of that car.
They stopped.
Eventually.
They stopped, and they beeped for me to go. I'm just saying.
By the way, if you're listening tonight, this is live from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA.
Doesn't get much better than that. A live radio show from Nashville.
Now, and this is a special. This is not regular programming. This is a live special. And this is special in every term of the word special.
I'm special too.
Well, that's what the teachers in school said. Right before they put you in that other classroom.
Right, we had this conversation last night.
Did we?
Yeah,
not on the air.
No. On the way down here.
You know what we have not talked a whole lot about is the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we were there. Oh, that was really cool. That was really cool. We got a private concert.
Yeah. Now, I got to bring up something here. I was invited to breakfast this morning at La Peep by two Country Music Hall of Famers. Now, here's how this story went. I don't want to say the names yet because it could happen tomorrow morning. It's still pending at this point. But here's what happened. I was invited to breakfast, and I told this to Bales. And what was your response?
I'll get up early and straighten my hair.
That's right. But now remember, what I said, folks, was I was invited to breakfast with two Country Music Hall of Famers. And you would know these names. These are big, out front people, Hall of Famers. We just saw the Hall of Fame today. There's not too many people in it.
Well, the one was just inducted this year.
Yes, last year.
Last year. 2019. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it is 2020. Oh, my.
Right. So the point is, these two people are both living. They're both very well known, and they invited me to breakfast this morning. And the audience would know their names. So after you tried to weasel your way in on the breakfast...
But you did say that you told them that I was with you.
I did. I said, I have a secretary with me. She travels.
I'm a co-host, not a secretary. A co-host.
Okay. For the purposes of this program, co-host. So... we're going to breakfast this morning, and she says, who are those people? And I say, well, I gave her the names of these two Country Music Hall of Famers. Now, this is before we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And what was your response right before we're about to go into La Peep and have breakfast with these people?
I don't remember, but I do.
I do.
What did I say?
I said, I don't know who they are, and why are they so old? That's what you said. And I had then to explain to her birth in the aging process. And not passing away.
Okay, I do remember that now. You know, sometimes I don't think before I speak, okay?
Well, I tell you this story because after this, we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and she saw their gold-plated plaques in the Circle Be Unbroken, and then she was a believer.
Well, I mean, I believed you before, but I still don't know who they are. But I have seen pictures now, so, I mean, at least I have an idea. Though, I will say, one does have my phone number now.
Yes, they did call today. That's exactly true. Country Music Hall of Famer has called today.
Yes, called my cell phone. That's true. Awesome.
And tomorrow, it looks good that we'll be going to La Peep with these people.
I think that's what you should do when you want to set up interviews. Just start giving my phone number out to all these famous people.
Isn't that a secretary?
Well, I mean, I will be the secretary at that point.
You want to be the secretary.
Hold on. You can just give them my phone number. You're going to be the one answering the phone and talking to
them.
We're
not together all the time.
Because I don't like to talk to people on the phone.
You just want their phone number. Or you do a prank them or something?
No, I just want to say I have it.
It was interesting, though. I don't understand this person. I have their phone number at home. I just didn't bring it. And I emailed them this morning, and they said, give me your phone number. And I had to give them Bale's phone number. And what I noticed was when they called, they have a listed number. I don't know why they just didn't give their number.
Yeah, that is weird, because it did show up their name. But,
and you gave this to me in the midst of me driving in downtown, not knowing where I'm going, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, but
the phone.
But the GPS was also on my phone, and I didn't know where we were going, and I still got us there.
And did I get in a wreck?
No.
Did I stay on the road?
Yes.
Did I even go in the wrong direction?
No.
Okay. I book the interview? Am I talking to the Hall of Famer the whole time?
Yes.
Very politely?
Yes.
I don't phase.
As I'm showing... you different things on the side of the road.
But we kept going.
I know, it was great.
Now that you have been to the Country Music Hall of Fame and you know that both these people are inducted and full-blown, are you excited that tomorrow morning we might be having breakfast with them?
I'm super excited, mainly because I want bacon again. But, no, I'm just kidding. I am extremely excited because it is, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so it's amazing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It was my idea, though.
This is really, I mean, overall, because we got a call yesterday morning from one of our listeners out there, Mary, or it was Mary, and she said it was Mary's husband, I believe, who said they were thinking of coming here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to get a review for from what we're doing, should they come or should they not? Now, I don't know if they're listening now. I'll give a review on Monday morning when I'm back on the air, but what do you think?
Oh, you should definitely come. I do recommend coming during the summer. Probably not. Well, actually, I recommend coming during the spring when it's warm here, but still maybe a little bit cold in Ohio, because you don't want it to be too hot, because in the South, you will be dead. You're going to fry. You can't walk outside for 5 minutes without just frying. So you should come in the spring so you're not too hot and not too cold.
Now, that wasn't a very good itinerary of what you should do if you come to Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, so you should definitely tour the Grand Ole Opry, because that is seriously the best thing that I've done all day. I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Definitely go to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I mean, if you like to go...
We saw a concert today.
Yeah, that's right. I said we had a private concert with Fillmore.
Fillmore.
Yeah. Yes. His real name's Tyler Fillmore, but they just call him Fillmore.
And then we had a meet and greet.
Yes. We have pictures.
That's true.
Yep. We did get to meet him. We have his autograph. We got pictures with him. It was really cool.
It was a private concert, and we were in the second row.
Yes. And we could have been in the first row where I wanted to sit, but it said reserved seats, and then nobody sat there.
You didn't have a donut.
Yeah.
42 minutes past the hour, and boy, it's cold out here, but doesn't this Grand Ole Opry look beautiful all lit up here at night?
It really does. It is absolutely gorgeous. You know what I really loved in the Grand Ole Opry? They have a over $90,000 chandelier that's made out of Gibson guitars that Gibson donated.
I don't want to ruin this for you, but you do have to take the Grand Ole Opry tour. This is amazing, and it's very affordable. But when you go in, there are 12 minutes. You see this 12-minute video, and a lot of people groan when they see videos on a tour. Let me tell you, you go into this room when you first walk in. Now, it's only 12 minutes, but it is the best video, best history video I've ever seen on anything. And this theater you are in is the most amazing lighting, most amazing stage in the front of the room, most amazing acoustics, most amazing seats I've ever seen on any kind of tour.
You know, honestly, though, I teared up a little bit watching that video, because it is really just an amazing video to watch and to see all of the artists that have been inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, you know, asked to be a part of it, asked to be a member, and seeing them cry on stage and just tears of joy. It is literally the most amazing thing ever.
And right now the line is getting big here. If you're tuning in tonight when we go off the air, you can flip over, or no, don't do that, but you can think about flipping over to 650 AM WSM and listening to what's going to go on inside this room here in just about, because we're going to be on in another hour, so don't go anywhere yet. Well, it's not going to happen till 8 o'clock anywhere where you are tonight, but there is quite a line circling out here.
Yes, I'm surprised nobody's asked us what we're doing yet.
They don't care.
We have had people look at us.
Well, it's interesting because one of the studios, I did not know this, inside the Grand Ole Opry, it's not the main Opry studio, but there's a studio in there, a television studio, mm-hmm. where Hee Haw was taped.
Yes.
And I have an affinity for Hee Haw because I know Lulu Roman.
Yes, and I took pictures of that. So, honestly, if you don't want to do the tour, you can just go to our Facebook and live it.
Well, here's the interesting thing. As many of you know, Lulu was at the WWGH studios back in June of 2019. And it's interesting because, you know, Lulu's a big lady. She was the big lady on Hee Haw. And in the studio in there, did you notice what I noticed about Lulu? Did you see the thing about Lulu?
No.
Yeah, and there's a studio in the Grand Ole Opry where the Hee Haw was filmed. And there's a dent in the floor where Lulu used to stand.
That's so rude.
Oh, it's true. Did you see it? It's a big dip. It's like a crater.
I did not see it. What's wrong with you?
Oh, we love you, Lulu. No, but Lulu's big. Oh, we saw her close at the Grand Ole Opry.
I didn't think that she was that big.
Oh, you didn't see her in person. I was there with her at the studio.
Why are you so rude?
Listen, we all have our issues, but Lulu's a big woman. She knows it.
Okay. I bet that sounds great, going dragon.
Listen, my fingers are froze. But no, Lulu Roman. Has everybody seen Lulu? Big lady.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, you saw her clothes today at the Grand Ole Opry. No, at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I did. I did.
She's not in the Hall of Fame, is she?
I don't know. I would have to go back and look at all the videos and pictures I took.
We saw the Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am, the actual Trans Am from Burt Reynolds' hit movie Smokey and the Bandit Part 2.
Right. And you know what? Who has the biggest display that I've ever seen in my life would be Kacey Musgraves. Her display took up a whole wall. It was like a whole, like, long, like, the size, I don't even know, like, at least 30 feet long, if not more. It was, like, from her childhood all the way up till now, all the, like, the different outfits that she's worn in pageants and to the CMA Awards and ACM Awards, all that stuff.
And also, something interesting there, the Kennedy Center Honors is a very prestigious award, and Reba McEntire's dress that she wore at the Kennedy Center Honors and the Kennedy Center Honor are on display at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, it was. There was a lot of stuff, and it was so cool. I have gone one time before, but I was like 11, maybe even younger than that, so I don't really remember it all that much. I definitely don't remember it looking like how it looked. I guess, I mean, I obviously it did, but yeah, it's amazing though.
Now, they asked me to donate some of my clothes for the Country Music Hall of Fame today when I was leaving, and I'm going to send them to them, and then I'll be in there immortalized with everybody else.
Okay, unless someone asked you in the bathroom, then nobody asked you because I was with you the whole time.
No, when you were over panhandling, trying to get some money from the clerk at the gift shop, they asked me if I would donate some clothes, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, okay, that didn't happen, but we'll go with it, whatever you say.
You know what was interesting? When we were walking through the Circle B Unbroken room, which is the room where all the Hall of Famers are and their plaques are, what was interesting to me was how many of them I've interviewed. Roy Clark is in there, Bill Anderson is in there, she was in the Hall of Fame. Not that she's in the Hall of Fame, but she's in the museum. Lulu I've interviewed, Ralph Emery I've interviewed, and I just could not believe all of these country music stars that have been on my show over the years, that are some of them dearly departed.
That's really cool. I think we should try to get Taylor Swift.
Well, that could be next. Now, what is the song? Because what is the song that they sing every night at the Grand Ole Opry when they're closing up? You heard it.
I heard it, but I can't remember what it's called right now.
Oh, what is that song? It's not Circle Be Unbroken. What is it? It's a real easy song to do. I thought we'd try to do it here. Listen, we're in Nashville. You've got to sing something. We've got to have some kind of music on this show. It's every night at the end of the Grand Ole Opry. Everybody who performed that night gets up on stage and they sing this song. Now, what is it?
I don't know.
Are we trying to figure it out?
Yeah.
All right. I think we've got Garth Brooks singing Margaritaville here at the Grand Ole Opry. 2020, 2-22-2020. Scott Spears bails Bailey Hunt as a dark sky falls on Music City tonight. We're here live, and we'll be here live for another hour, so don't you dare go anywhere for love nor money. This city looks so beautiful at night. There's lights in all the windows. The Opryland Mall looks beautiful lit up. The Grand Ole Opry, where we are sitting 30 feet away from the front door, looks amazing. Concert going on tonight. You don't want to miss any of this. It is a happening. Do you have it, Bales?
No, I do not. I have no idea. It isn't. I can't find it.
No idea.
I'm failing at this job right now.
What did you type in?
I typed in what song did I sing every show, after every show at the Grand Ole Opry. And it said, what time should I get to the Grand Ole Opry before a show? That's where it came up.
It's not The Circle Will Be Unbroken. That is not it. But it's something like that. It's got some significance. Do you know what it is?
No, but if someone knows, they can message me on Facebook and let me know.
That is strange.
My fingers are just frozen and I can't find it because I can't type very fast or very well.
We heard it in the video there.
Yeah.
What is that song they sing at the end of the Grand Ole Opry every night?
I don't know.
It's a Pickin' and Grinnin' on Hee Haw. We saw a little Pickin' and Grinnin' tonight. We saw the old Archie Campbell song, Where Are You Tonight? I thought I would leave. How does that go?
I don't know what song you're talking about.
As you can see, we're right on the money here tonight in Nashville, Tennessee.
You should have asked me these things before we went on air.
We got another hour. We're breaking at the top of the hour.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so... so interesting.
You know, it's that old Hee Haw song. How does it go? It goes, where are you tonight? I thought I could leave you here all alone. I searched the world over and thought I'd found true love. But you found another and you was gone. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. He blows the hat off. The guy.
He put a pie in his face, but yes, it was Johnny Cam.
Well, that's like hat off. Something.
You know who else was in there? Charlie Pride.
Who?
Another Hall of Famer. She has no idea. I have to explain the age and the whole thing to her again. He's still alive. Charlie Pride, the real pioneer of country music.
Well, I mean, just because I don't know who they are doesn't mean that they're not alive. I'm only 27, so...
No, but you just watched a video on the man. Here's a kiss an angel good morning. You remember that?
Oh.
That's Charlie Pride.
Okay, well, I need to know songs. I don't know names.
Well, I don't know the song that they sing at the end of the Grand Ole Opry. I thought we'd end this show tonight with this grant. We're sitting at the Grand Ole Opry. I thought we'd end with that song. It's
why don't you ask someone?
I will during the break.
You can interview people. You just go for the
start. Next hour, there might be some interviews because there's a lot of people out here right now.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
What is the song? Charlie, message me on Facebook. I won't see it because I don't have Facebook. I'm teched out this week. I'm teched out. I'm ghosted. I'm ghosted right now. I've ghosted myself. Message Bailey or Sean and tell them what song they sing at the end of the Grand Ole Opry.
When does Sean want to do his shout out?
I thought we just did it, didn't we?
When does he want to do his to us?
Didn't he already do it?
I don't know.
I think we did. Yes, I did it. Thank you, Sean. This broadcast tonight is a production of Sean Craft Productions, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it's been a long day, okay?
But no, sing something.
I just did
two songs, and I'm certainly no singer, but we're at the Grand Ole Opry. Grab it. When we're done here tonight on the air, I'm going in there with the jug and the Osh Gosh Bagosh overalls, and I might be the next big thing in there. They're going to induct me, and I'm going to have a plate on the wall and the whole thing.
If you go in a jug in this age, if you go in with a jug in this age, they're going to laugh you off the stage because that's not country pop. You need to do, like, country pop, not country.
They like country. They keep inviting these old folks back.
Oh. Well, not tonight.
No, tonight, who's playing tonight?
Chris Young.
Porter Wagner.
Beth Third. Who?
Porter Wagner. He's been dead for 20 years, but he's
Jeannie
coming.
I don't remember the name. Jeannie something. I am doing horrible with this. Oh my word. I know nothing. I lost all my notes.
Do you have any to begin with? I just want to know what song they end with. Boy, that's driving me nuts now because I heard it like an hour ago. I heard it 40 times.
I want you to quit asking me questions I wasn't prepared for.
Like, what's your name, birthday, all those type of things?
Well, I mean, if I say my birthday, are people going to buy me presents?
Highly unlikely.
Well, then I guess they don't need to know.
Listen, folks, this is WWDH Radio's live broadcast from beautiful this isn't downtown, is it?
No.
Now, where are we?
We are...
on the outskirts.
Yeah.
We're on the outskirts of Nashville, Tennessee at the Grand Ole Opry, historic landmark since 1927.
Yes. So, I've been to Nashville because I used to live an hour and a half from here, and I've never once been to the Grand Ole Opry until today, and I've been to this mall like a million times.
Isn't this interesting? WWGH Radio in Marion, Ohio, broadcasting from the Grand Ole Opry, the most historic music establishment on the face of God's green earth.
Right now, it's a little brown.
What?
the earth.
That girl over there has nothing on her legs. Ooh, my goodness.
Oh, and we are live.
But she didn't. Did you see it?
I did.
Hey, listen, if it comes in my eye view at this point, it's going to get talked about.
Oh, I know. It's so interesting. Some of the things that I've seen people wear are so interesting.
Business is picking up here.
I wonder if people think that about me. Like, what is that girl wearing sometimes?
You have a North Face over a dress and a blanket wrapped around your legs, and you're sitting out in front of the Grand Ole Opry. I'm pretty sure they're asking what that girl's wearing for sure.
I'm cold!
Well, what do you think I am? I'm froze! I can't feel my toes anymore. I left Ohio with 10 toes. I'm coming back with 7.
That's how I felt last night when we were at that restaurant. We were at the Hard Rock Cafe, and I was freezing. I could not get warm. And then halfway through my food was cold, and I think it's because it was so dang cold in that restaurant that the food that they gave me could not stay warm.
Yeah, I think that's little Jimmy Dickens over there.
Is he shorter than me?
I don't know. Is Jimmy Dickens still alive? I think he's passed away. But I thought that's who I saw over there.
I don't know who's alive or dead anymore.
Well, I don't know. I thought he was here. Maybe he made a special appearance from heaven. WWGH time, 56 minutes past the hour here.
Yeah.
Well, you got a whole nother hour. I hope you got something to do.
Yeah, I'm going to look up some stuff on the
what bike. What is the song?
I know, but I know next hour I'm going to talk about how when we first left, because you picked me up from work in Dublin, which was a whole thing itself, but actually, technically, I picked you up. Let's just put that there, and I'll talk more about that, but I want to know why our trip said that we were going to get here at 6:30 p.m., and we didn't get here until 8.
Oh, by the way, we had a lot of discussion the other day. How long does it take you to get to Nashville, Tennessee from Ohio? Well, let me tell you. Guess what? It only takes you 6 hours. It only took us 6 hours because we didn't end up leaving until 2, and we did get here at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but we also gained an hour, so that would have been 7 hours. And it would only have taken us 5.5 if someone knew how to drive a speedboat.
But what else happened? We got stuck in Maple Junction.
It was Elk Ridge. And we were going around an accident.
And we had another stop.
I took us on the detour.
Talk about the other stop.
Oh, my word.
I dropped the microphone, folks. My hands are so cold, I've dropped the microphone. Listen, we're going to go to break here. What time is it?
It's
6:59 Eastern Standard Time, 5:59 here in Nashville, Tennessee. Bales, Scott Spears, coming back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away, live from Nashville. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM.